Good morning, Rabboisai. No, sorry. Stop. Good Voch, Rabboisai. I forgot my tie. Lili Nishmasi Mimorasi Rus Bas Mordechai. Today's cheer is sponsored by Rosie Jaffe. In loving memory of her father, Mickey Molrad, 8th yard side, Moshe Yaakov and David. And by Yaakov and Malka Slatis, Rufus Shlemo Fauer, son, Alti Yeshua ben Malka Chaya, and Slatis. By Donny Fine, would like to sponsor today's shir in the Zchus, Rufus Shlemo for Chana Ita Bas Gittel, Paris Achoydish. By Michael Bemela, or Bemelech, depending if you are Sephardi, it's Bemela. In memory of his mother, Devorah Fego Bas Shmuel, and father in law, Menachem Mendel ben Elchanan, and the Zchus to make it to Uman, Rosh Hashanah this year. I had some amazing emails today. I think I'm going to save them for Motzei Shabbos and Sunday. And these are also very amazing. And these I printed out a while ago. Hello, Rebelli. I'm writing to you from Côte Saint-Luc, Quebec. I don't know how to pronounce it. That I know, but Côte Saint. Shkoyach. Shkoyach. Okay. Louis. Thank you. My name is Shmuel Meir Kravetsky. I really enjoy your shiurim. I've been listening to you for about a month now. I've not missed a day, Baruch Hashem. Your enthusiasm is amazing. I've never done daf yomi before. I'm awake early every morning as my kids don't like to sleep in. So when I turn on your YouTube channel and start learning, my kids both say, good morning, Rabbi Yisai. Ah, thank you very much for the free Gemara Sukkah. You should be blessed as well as your family. All the best, Shmuel Meir from Quebec. I would like to point out a few differences between your shir and NDY and Chutz Laretz. Well, I could point out a big one. There's 4.5 people in this room now. And if I was in Eretz Yisrael, we would have 80. If I was in New York, we would have 100. If I was in Miami, we would have 80. Chicago, Irak, Hoida, Chicago, everybody has 80 nursing homes, but they're not into learning the daf. You seem to smile more here at MDY, not so much there. Correct. There's a reason. You do not yell at anyone during the shir when you are there. I do. I yell at Aryeh and a few other people. You do not make fun of anyone over there. I do. I make fun of Aryeh and a few other people. You do not call me the shir Letz. I do. This is Adam Gargir, Avi Gargir. P.S. Someone is trying to get the shir to Davin Nesach Sfar. Please bring back the old Rabbi Stefanski. Daniel Sarfati says, I hope you're well. I want to say thank you for giving the share every day. Your engaging silent passion inspiration has enabled me to be kaveya itim during Ben Azmanim in London. So you have Quebec, London, and Ramah Bet Shemesh, and here we are in Irak Kodesh, Chicago. And I hope to carry on all the way to the end of Nida. I really appreciate all that you do. Many thanks, Daniel Sarfati. And from Moshe Marvet, if that's how you pronounce it. Hi, I really love, people should start sending their names with nekudos. I do better with Nakudos. I really love your daf shir, and you really are amazing how much Havas Yisrael you have. You hear this? I got this guy also. Louis, he thinks I have Havas Yisrael. Oh, I do. That being said, there has been something that's stuck in my head that I have been trying to get out of my head for a long time now. In your interview on Meaningful People with Nachi Gordon, you said you chose Ramat Bet Shemesh because you saw a father playing catch with his son, and you said they were normal. Quote unquote. Now, knowing how much Ahavas Yisrael you have, I was a little disappointed. Just because this is something normal to you doesn't make it normal. Now, I got to tell you something about that story. So, the person playing catch was Rabbi Simcha Sussman. I mentioned his brother yesterday, Yitzi Sussman. Simcha Sussman is a Rosh Shiva in Eretz Yisrael in our neighborhood. And he has a Hadras Panim of Rosh Shiva, has the beard, the whole thing, the shirt, the white tzitzis sticking out, and he's playing catch with the son in front of his house over there. And I thought, wow, normally I meant down to earth. Like, here's a guy that looks like a Chashav Ben Tyre. He's playing catch. He's spending time with his son. I thought it was Givaldi Gazach. I didn't know what this guy is. Titus, I mean, I don't mean normal, like, oh, that is normal. That's not normal. First of all, normal, everybody has their own gauge, and whatever you think is normal, that's fine. It goes based on what you think, not what other people. Okay. Today, normal is not normal. Lamashenet. But here's the crazy thing about the story. When I told him that I moved to Ramat Bet Shemesh because I saw him playing catch with his son, I ate by him on Shabbos once, and I said, you know, and his wife started laughing. She said that was the first and last time they ever played catch together. I'm not kidding. So Zazgocha Pratis. All right, Rabbi Isai, it's Erev Shabbos. I mean, it's Motzi Shabbos. Sorry, guys. It's Motzi Shabbos. And I'm on the way to a Shabbos weekend with the Mishpacha. So we're only going to do one Amid today. Nah, Chas V'Shalom. It's Tmidim Kitsidron. It's every single day. It's a full daf. And Be'ezer Hashem, there's going to be a shir tomorrow night at 11:15 Chicago time, which is 12:15 a.m. in New York, to correspond with the 7:15 in Eretz Yisrael. Last week, we messed up a little bit. I messed up. I did the shir a little earlier, and I went into the Israel, and they all sat down in the Beis Medrash to watch it on the screens, and there's no shir available, so we're going to do tshuva today. And on Sunday, I don't know what time Sunday, I still have to figure out, but it's definitely going to be on the day of the Chasana, there's going to be a shir, whether it's in the morning over here at 10 a.m. or maybe at the wedding place, I don't know. We'll have to figure it out. So, we are holding in Daf Chav Dalet, and we are smack in the middle of one of the most amazing, interesting sugis and shas. A person takes an animal and creates a wall for his sukkah out of an animal. Why would he do it? So, it probably never happened in history. But it's a question of halacha. Can you use a living thing as a wall? Maybe it has different ramifications for other things, for other halachas. And in the mix, we spoke about a get. Could you write a get on a live animal? Can you use a live animal for dyumdin, for pasimirois, which we're going to go into? Says the Gemara like this. Kashya the Reb Meir ad the Reb Meir. At the end of the day, we have sort of a contradiction, which we address slightly. We're going to address it again. Reb Meir says we are not concerned that if you were mafresh trumas and maestris into a vessel. Here, you have something made out of leather, and you say that 2% is truma, 10% is maeser. You go through the whole thing. But it's inside the leather noid for wine. So according to Reb Meir, we're not concerned that this is going to bust open and you're going to lose all your trumas and maestras, and it came out that retroactively you drank wine without trumas and maestras. I'm not concerned. On the flip side, Reb Meir says, I'm concerned that your sukkah wall made out of an animal is going to die. I thought about it for a second. Yeah, there's a lot of concern. If you take an animal, don't let it move for 7 days, maybe there's a great possibility it'll die. But that's not, we're not going into that. Are we concerned that human beings and animals are going to just drop dead suddenly? Reb Meir says no. And all of a sudden, he says we are. Reb Meir says yes, Reb Yehuda says no. So when it comes to human beings, Reb Meir is concerned that somebody's going to just drop dead and die. But when it comes to a bottle made out of leather, we're not concerned that it's going to pop open. Oh my Allah, Reb Meir can answer the contradiction. Misa shchicha. There's one thing that we know that's going to happen, and that is death. And it's very common. Kiesanoid, loishchicha. Doesn't always happen. Not every single leather pouch is going to explode. Why? The Gemara even explains. Efshad demasa, like the shomer. You can give it to somebody for safekeeping, and I'll make sure it doesn't explode. Kashiyah, the Reb Yehuda, the Reb Yehuda. Now, the reverse question is shver on Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda says that I'm concerned that the leather pouch is going to explode, but I'm not concerned about human death and animal death. Why not? Answers the Gemara. You misunderstood it. It's not the pshat that Rabbi Yehuda is concerned that the bottle of wine is going to explode. Elo mishum d'leslei breira. Beautiful. What's breira? I have a whole bottle of wine, and I say that 2% within it, I don't know which 2% is this, 10% is that. Some of it is truma, some of it is meiser. It's all going to be nisbar. It's going to be figured out when I'm done drinking. I become shikr, and then I leave a little bit of wine in the bottle. Oh, very good. That's the 2% he took off, and that's the 10%. That's called breira. And there's a question in Shas, could you say breira? That there's a retroactive understanding of what happened. Rabbi Yehuda holds, no, you cannot go backwards. It's unbelievable to say, yes, breira. I drink and drink and drink, and everything that I drink has zero truma meiser in it. And it's only whatever's left over on the bottom of the bottle that it suddenly becomes. That's a huge chiddush. Reb Yehuda doesn't subscribe to that chiddush. Ask the Gemara, okay. He's not concerned for breaking of the bottle. He's just saying that you cannot take Trumas and Maisers if you have a problem. You bought wine from a Kusi, right? Let's go back for a second. You buy wine from a Kusi, and the Kusi doesn't care about Trumas and Maisers. He cares for himself, the Gemara always says, but not for other. When you buy from him, he'll sell it to you. Oh, by the way, crazy story happened to me. And I'm not the guy. I bought a nice suit for my son's chasana. Now, I didn't have time. I was running around. I was trying to prepare shia yesterday, and I couldn't take care of the shatnas. And he swore to me that he took out the shatnas. He knows what shatnas is, and he took it out. Now, he's a Jewish guy, but he's not affiliated. I bought stuff from him in the past, and he told me he took out the shatnas, and I trusted him. One day on a hunch, I said, I'm going to send all my stuff that I bought from him to shatnas. Everything came back that was shatnas. So for years, I was wearing shatnas. Great. So I go to this guy again, like the shaita I am, and it's me and my shver, we buy two suits. One for me, one for my shver. And he says, I'm going to take out the shatnas. I said, yeah, but there's a little bit of an issue in the past. But no, I'm taking it all out, and I'm going to show you that I took it out, and I'm going to put the shatnas in the pocket, everything is good, and you don't even have to check it. So I told my shver, there's no way we're going to wear these suits for the wedding but without checking the shatnas. Anyway, so I didn't have time. So today after Shacharis, I go to the guy's house. At 8 o'clock, I knock on the guy's door. He's up. Reb David Zirkin, if you want to know. Great guy. He was at the shir, actually. He listens to the shir. He says, yeah. I tell him I took out the shatnas. He says, well, I have to open it up. I said, you can't open it up because it needs to be tailored. And the wedding's on Sunday. He says, well, I'll explain to you. There's a chazaka. This has shatnas. And therefore, you cannot wear it. So I thought the guy's crazy because I took out from my pocket. I showed him all the stuff he took out from the thing. So he says, I have to open it up. So I said, okay, fine, open it up. So he opens it up and he calls me back. He says, in one suit, in my father-in-law's suit, the guy, he never took out anything. The shatnas is all in there, and he took out a fake piece. He just put in a fake piece. The other suit, my suit, he says he did take out the shatnas, but there's a lot of threads and a lot of stuff in there that he didn't take out, and therefore, according to some shitas, that's the real shatnas. And now, he, Baruch Hashem, he did me a big favor. He is going to bring it to the tailor. I told him I'm preparing shir. I can't do anything. I won't have a suit. So he's doing it for me. A great yishkan to love. So anyways, you buy. Why? Lewis Colum saying that the reason why I had to go to the mikvah, my jet skin, I almost lost my bathing suit is because I had shatnas in my bathing suit. So how did I find it afterwards? It was the remez. Okay, great. So, why am I saying this? Because when you buy stuff from people that are not 100% Shomer Torah mitzvahs, like the Kusi, so you can't buy wine from the Kusi. Wow, this color is terrible. There's some big light coming in. Okay, we'll have to deal with it. And whoever was watching yesterday, because we didn't have YouTube, because I had a new phone, so everything was off of Zoom, and Zoom was terrible. The sound was okay, but the video once in a while jumped in. And therefore, Reb Aaron Hirsch, I'm asking you, to write a nice review. Say it was one of the best shiurim of all time, just the Zoom is terrible. Okay, yishkoyach. Anyway, so when you buy wine from a Kusi, you cannot, he tells you, they always say, it's maizer, trumas and maizers. Of course I took trumas and maizers, right? When you buy fruit and vegetables, and I show from every store, yeah, I took trumas and maizers, but they don't. So that's why you have to take trumas and maizers, but he didn't have a kli to put it in, so he put the trumas and maizers in the actual bottle, and he said when it's left over, that will be trumas and maizers. Fine. Says the Gemara, but Rav Yehuda himself is concerned about the breaking of a bottle. You just said he's not concerned. He's only saying that there's no breira. Again, breira means that there's a retroactive understanding of where the meiser is. All these Tanaim, including Rav Yehuda, attack Rav Meir. And they tell Rav Meir, I don't understand something, Rav Meir. How could you take the Trumas and Maisers and put it into the wine bottle? What if the wine bottle breaks open and you won't have any Trumas and Maisers to give to the Kayin? And then it comes out that you ate Tevel, which is a Chi of Misa. Benin says, and you're drinking Tevel. And Rav Meir answers them, Likisha Yibaka. I'm not concerned. When it explodes, we'll deal with it. In other words, the chances are so slim, it's not supposed to concern you. Michlal says the Gemara, when Rav Meir says Likisha Yibaka, and they asked him about breaking of the bottle, Shalom Aleichem! Wow! Yeah, Be'emet, I wasn't kidding when I told you Chicago, Ir HaKodesh. I wanted you to see it by yourself. Oh yeah. Oive, come here. Yeah, it's a little. Now you know why I was complaining. We're not going to turn this thing around. It's great for coming all the way from Eretz Yisrael. Wow. No, I'm the Shatchin. This is the Shatchin. Ay, ay, ay. The Shatchin.
Hey, everybody.
Thanks for coming all the way from Ramat Beit Shemesh. Unbelievable. You can, but I have to get you some food. We're almost done.
We're almost done?
Yeah. I just got an email about you today that when I said that you have a schus as if everything, as every time that you wanted to learn Torah, it has Torah, and you had, somebody brought a raya. It was great. I'll read it one day. Says the Gemara. So you see, and by the way, yesterday when Reb Shmuel Brazil walked in, I had no clue, be'emes, I had no idea. And what was amazing is I was thinking to myself as I was learning, oh, we're talking about a treehouse, a sukkah in a house, and I was thinking about the whole story. Should I say it? The Olam already knows the story. I was thinking to myself, I wish Reb Brazil would be here and tell everybody, look, it's a true story. He doesn't make up his mices. Okay, Baruch Hashem, he showed up. His mom, unbelievable. So, what? It's different mesechta here in America. So at the end of the day, when Rabbi Yehuda asked for mayor, but the bottle is going to explode. So that means Rabbi Yehuda believes in exploding bottles. Says the Gemara, he doesn't believe in it. I personally hold that there's no breira. You cannot retroactively decide what was the truma meiser. But you. You were a mayor, the Yesh Breira, who says there is Breira. Yeah, Tamoida, the Shema Yibaka Anoid. Don't you agree that there's a problem, that another problem? Okay, you hold there is Breira and you can do retroactive Trumas and Maisers. What about a simple problem? What if the bottle breaks and the wine disappears and the wine is no longer available for Trumas and Maisers? And on that he answered, Amalei Lekisha Yibaka, I'll worry about it then. It's not going to happen. Ask the Gemara of Lechayish Reb Yehuda Misa. Okay, another question. What about the fact that according to Reb Yehuda, we're not concerned about death? Well, we're not concerned somebody's going to die. Why not? But Nan, in my favorite Masechta, you remember what my favorite Masechta was? No, that's my favorite act. Yeah. Yuma, the first daf in Yuma, daf Beis. What does it say? It says that a Kohen Gadol must be married, and if a Kohen Gadol loses his wife on Yom Kippur, his avodah is possible. So what do? We get him a reserved wife. So why? We get him a reserved wife. Here, come sit next to me. What are you doing over there? Once he here, come all the way into the.
Maybe I should give Sierra some.
Yeah, Vada. Here he is. Okay. Okay. They say I'm an attention seeker. Okay. Says the Gemara, but you're still on the screen. Move. Get out of here. Comes from Eretz Yisrael, makes me crazy. It came all the way from Israel. All right. Says the Gemara, but we're distracting everybody. They're trying to learn Torah, and it's like, there's a lot of editing today. So you hear the Shiloh? Why do I get a Kohen, a reserved wife? I put her on, what's the word?
Standby.
Standby wife. Very good. Why do I put a standby wife? Because maybe the Kohen Gadol's wife is going to die. You hear the Shiloh Tzaddik? You're up, but you got to listen. I have four guys here in Chicago. One of them is on his phone texting. What is going on here? Hashem! Listen to this. The Kohen Gadol needs a wife. Why does he need a wife? He's married. Because maybe she's going to die. So what do? We put a standby wife. You believe this? The whole thing. That's right. That base. Very good. You're paying attention. So that means that Reb Yehuda is choshesh for Misa. He's concerned that maybe someone's going to die. And in our sugi, he says, I'm not concerned that the wall of your sukkah is going to die. Right? You learned the sugi on the plane? The sugi with the animal being a... Yeah, good. You put a standby wife. Because maybe she'll die. So he's very simple question. Says Gemara, it's Malo, we already explained. Oh, my Rav, when we read the reason is Malo also be kapara. It's for all of Klai Yisrael to have a kapara, so we went crazy, we went out of our way. Maybe someone's going to die. In a typical case, I'm not concerned that somebody's sukkah that's made out of an animal, the animal's going to die. But for kapara, that Klai Yisrael should If she's dead, there's no kapara, it's a big problem for Klai Yisrael not to have a kapara that Yom Kippur. Great. Ask the Gemara, what's the concern? You know what Manoah said yesterday? That we're concerned that the wall is going to drop dead. It's an animal, it's going to die. Or, another concern is it might run away. What does that mean? These are concerns of the Rabbanah concerns. A concern means it's only the Rabbanah. In other words, Midari Raisa is 100% good wall. If so, ask the Gemara, so if so, I can understand a mavui. You want to put a camel by a mavui? The whole mavui is the Rabbanon. The problem of mavui is the Rabbanon. The reason why I put up a lech is the Rabbanon. So the Rabbanon said, don't use an animal. You want to talk about a sukkah? Fine. Chachamim are going to make a gzeira and say you should be makbe not to use an animal. But by saying that this doesn't work, a goylal, covering a grave with an animal, and you're going to tell me the animal is not tameh, that's a kula. Chacham don't have the right to make a kula, they have a right to make a chumrah. If midiraisa, this works. If the wall is a good wall, just Chacham said, don't use that sukkah, fine, they can be machmar on you. But if the wall is a good wall, and the ceiling is a good ceiling, they can't say this doesn't work, and this is not tameh, it is tameh midiraisa. How can they take away the tumah? Says the Gemara, Alamat na, Rabbi Zmitam Mishum Goylel, Vermeir Matar, Rame says Tar. Elam Racha Bar Yaakov, Kosov Rameir, Kol Mechitza Shoymez Beruach in a Mechitza. You hear this? Are you saying? A Mechitza that needs breath, needs air to survive, is not a Mechitza. So if an animal that breathes, it's not a Mechitza. In other words, it's only standing here because of some supernatural power that infused in it life, then it's not a mechitza. Something that you have control over, it's a mechitza. Kol mechitza shein asuy b'ruach mechitza. Yigid Amri Omer Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Kosover Remeir, kol mechitza shein asuy b'dei Adam ein mechitza. So this is a little different, that if it's a mechitza that could be made by man, No. Over ruach means, yeah, al yidei ruach. Hoymed is biruach. Al yidei ruach. Al yidei ruach. Not biruach. Al yidei.
Let's say the size of the animal.
What?
The animal will not die.
That's what we said yesterday. So an elephant, that's what we're talking about. That's why I showed the picture of an elephant. Elephant is, that's not the problem. But according to this, it's a problem. Why? It has to oimedes biruach. It has to stand. An animal is not going to fall over from a wind. That's not what we're talking about. An animal is very strong. You ever saw an elephant blow over by a wind? A horse? So the point is, it has to stand. It, if it needs air, it needs to breathe, it's not a mechitza. That's all it's saying here. So mele by a goylo also, this needs air, it's not a mechitza. Over it's not standing, over it's covering. It needs breath. But some say a little different, and there's an afkimina. Some say, if it's not made through humans, an animal obviously is not made by a human being, it cannot be a mechitza. What about a wall made out of stone? It could be made out of human. It could, a human could take it and create it, whatever. So that's why that's a good mechitza, my binah. But what's the difference between the two pshatim? That it needs oxygen versus it was not made, created by Hashem. Over here you see Mefurish what it means. If you take a balloon, you make them like we had in Miami, all those balloons, the MDY shape of balloons. So that is breath. Very interesting. Since it's full of oxygen, it's not a good mechitza. You cannot make a mechitza made out of hot air balloons. So this mechitza that's made out of balloons, it's full of air, it's not considered a mechitza. But if the problem is that it's not made by human beings, this was blown, the air was blown into the balloon and everything through human intervention, and therefore it's a wonderful mechitza, sponsored Daf Chavdal and Beis by the MDY Tehillim Group. For all those who need Shiduchim Refus and Yeshuas, please join Tehillim.8mindav.com. Omar Mar. Yeah. Mishum Rabbi Yosef Lili Amru, Afin Koisin Olav Gitei Noshim. You don't ride on an animal. You don't take a cow and ride a get to a woman and give her the cow. My time with Rabbi Yosef Lili. What's the reason? The Sanya. Sefer Ein Li Elo Sefer. Minayin L'Rav is called over. How do I know that I could ride a get on a microwave and give it to the wife? Kamaloimar Vikosav Lo. Because it says safer, so I think it has to be like a safer tire, like a parchment or something. But that you cannot put it on anything, on a plastic, on a glass, whatever it is. Because of law, you write it to her, mikol makom, on any object. Imke matan loyma safer. So then what is the significance of the word safer? Loyma loch. Ma safer dover shein beruach chayim ve'enoi oichel, av kol dover shein beruach chayim ve'enoi oichel. So it cannot be food, and it cannot be something that has life in it. So therefore, says Rabbi Yosef Lili, you cannot write a get on an animal, and you cannot write a get on an apple. V'rabbanon, ikos b'sefer k'tikamres. If it would say b'sefer, you're right. Hash the kos of sefer l'sfira zvorn ba'amu. It's not telling you udasa. It's not telling you on what to write the get. It's telling you what is a get. A get. Oh boy. Great. See the tzars I have here? I need you here. Here, take a look at this phone meanwhile. For some reason, it's not downloading the YouTube app. It's already a day. Okay, so again, b'sefer, kosala sefer krisos is not telling you where it's written. If it would say b, it was written in a book. But since it says safer, it's just sipur dvarim. You have to write 12 lines, and this is what it says in the get. The Torah is telling you what has to be written in the get, but not on what it's written. What do Rabbanon do with the v'kosav? Money can't buy everything. Some people, that's happiness to them, whatever. You cannot buy a get or be megarish your wife with money. Why? Why would I think you could? I would think because of this pasuk. It says in the pasuk, v'yotzo mebeisoy v'holchavoy salish acher. So I makish the two reds. Right? You remember this from Kiddushin? V'yotzo v'hoyso. That the get, the pasuk right before talks about a get. You give the wife a get and it says she leaves, and she can marry somebody else. So there's a hekesh between yitzia leaving and going into a new marriage. And I think that hekesh tells me that you could divorce a woman with money. Now it's working. How do you do that? Magic. I needed you yesterday. So the Hamin Hayaviz, because you see La Vayu, my Vayu, because of Yitzhi Bekesef, Komashmalon. Okay, so that's the Chiddush here, that safer. The Torah tells us you can only divorce a woman with a get, with a parchment, with a paper, whatever, but it has to be written. Yitzhak Lili Aisfar Menole. How do you know that you cannot divorce a woman with money? Mesefer Krisus Nafkele. Sefer Karsa Ve'ein Dover Acher Karsa. Okay, it has to be a safer that's kairos. That is, kairos means to sever the relation through a safer, through a book, through writing, and that's it. So this is the famous Gemara, that when you give a get, it has to be a full severance. It has to be a complete detachment. There's no connection between the husband and wife anymore, in any way. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky, I believe, said once that the letters get, gimel tes, are never found in the Torah together. Is that him? Is Reb Chaim Kanievsky? You'll never find those two. First of all, the word get is not in the Torah. It's sefer krisos, it's krisos. But gimel and tes are two letters that never ever go together. I heard another pshat, another thing that I did here. I hope you can understand this. The word biyachad, I don't know who says this, but biyachad, togetherness, between the yud and the ches comes the letter tes. And between the word beis and dal comes the letter gimel. Together it's get. Togetherness are separated by these two words of get. I don't know, says that one. So, if somebody says, I'm giving you a divorce on a condition. On condition that you never ever drink wine. So what's going to happen? She's always connected to him by this wine not drinking. Every time she wants to drink a cup of wine, she remembers her old husband, her ex. And that's not a krisus, that's not a severance. Wow, that's a big one. Never go back to the Shver's house, to the Shviger's house. He gets everybody there. So it's not a good get. Ain't zikrisus. However, if he says koshleishim yoim, if it has a limit to it, it's only for 30 days, hare zikrisus, then it does work. Why? Even though right now there's no krisus, right now they are attached through the tnai, but since eventually this tnai is going to go away, so it's considered a krisus today as well. Now, the idach he already used sefer krisos that you cannot get divorced with money. So how does he know this halacha? Mikareis krisos nafka. It says krisos. It could say just kareis. Could shorten the word from the fact that the Torah used a longer word. I'm using it for two drushes. V'idach kareis krisos like darshes. This we have many times in Shas. It's not true. The Torah couldn't have used the word kareis. It doesn't fit in well. Krisus is the proper way to say it, and therefore I can't use it for two drashas. Says the official Mishnah, the Halakha Mishnah, the official Mishnah is sponsored by Fishel. Ha'aisa sukkasi bein ha'ilanois, v'ha'ilanois tfanis lakshera. If a person makes a sukkah between trees, and the trees act as the walls, now, the bottom of the sukkah is not on a tree. That was the other Mishnah. This Mishnah is telling us where the bottom of the sukkah is on the ground. What is the sukkah now? The walls are from trees. It's a big difference. Because now, we're not using the tree in the same way. Before, if the tree was gone, whatever, you have to go climb the tree, you have to get there, you might rip a branch. This is different. Not a tree house. Tree walls. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, Ksheira. We learned halacha that a wall that cannot stand in a common wind of the ground, it's not considered mechitza that we had yesterday. How does that fit into our Mishnah? If you create a sukkah made out of trees, it's kosher because of asi. The trees move back and forth. Now, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, I don't have a Mishnah Berurah with me, but in Tafresh Lamed, I think it was Sif Yud, if we learned the whole Masechta and we could fix one issue, I think that one issue should be these flimsy sukkahs that people put up made out of tarps. If we just learn one halacha from this whole Masechta, maybe that should be the halacha. The Mechaber brings this halacha and he brings this Gemara down. That it's ka'azal v'asi. If the wall moves, now it happens to be, maybe it could be something on the Chazanish. Chazanish says, what it means is that it lifts it up and a goat could come underneath it, and that's the problem. Okay. But in the Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't say that. The Shulchan Aruch says, and the Ramah brings, if it just moves. And I think I once saw more than a tefach or more than three tefach. I don't remember. It was more than a tefach? I remember seeing there was a certain amount. Yeah, it's not like one finger breadth. But the issue, there is definitely an issue of a tarp moving in the wind, and that's not a mechitza. And the etzah for that is either build a wall out of wood and those lighter sukkahs, whatever they're called, the plant, whatever, or put straps in every less than three tefachim so you have a lava that doesn't move. But Rabbi said maybe this year should be the year that we get rid of these flimsy sukkahs. Baka'azi v'asal, asked the Gemara. The tree is moving. So what if it's moving? So what if your tarp is moving? Well, it passes the sukkah. It's not a good sukkah if you have a tarp. Hachamai skin on, b'kashin. We're talking about older trees. The ones in California, 1,000 years old, they don't budge. So we don't have a problem. But if it budges, you know, even the World Trade Center budged, right? They build these skyscrapers, they literally move a couple of feet. But something really old and tough doesn't move. But what about all the leaves and all the branches that do move? What if the sukkah is made out of that? And the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, brings this also. That if you have one of these tarpy kind of sukkahs, he calls it a sheet, whatever, right? We make sukkahs out of sheets. You have to put in these hutzav adafna. You have to add wood to it. Small pieces, whatever it is, but something sturdy that doesn't move. Yochim ayla memra. Okay. So you made a sukkah out of a tree. And the branches are all tied down and they have all this tough stuff in it and nothing's moving. So now what's the chiddush? Why is it different than building a sukkah in a house? Everything's tied down. Oh, because we're talking about a tree. And the tree is also to go on Shabbos and on Yontif, so I'm concerned. That if my wall is a tree, I'm going to use it on Yontif. Kamash Malon is not a problem. Toshma, when it comes to, I don't know if you need to see this picture. Here's the picture of Hutzi V'dafna. It's tied down with these poles or whatever it is, but Kitzur, it's not moving. Going back to the halach of Pasei Birois, here, pulled out this picture from Masechet Shabbos. You have a well smack in the middle of Rishus HaRabim. The well is Rishus HaYachid, and everything around Rishus HaRabim. So if I want to drink, I want to give my kid to drink, I want to give my animal to drink, how do I give him to drink? How can I move water from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim? So the Eitz of the Rabbanon said is, I create these four walls called Dyumdim. Each side is one amma wide, and we vision it as if it's filled in. We fill in the gaps halachically. We go from here to here, and becomes this entire area becomes a Rishus HaYachid. We discussed it yesterday. We discussed it many times in this Masechta and in Shas. So Haya Sham Ilan. What if instead of this L-shaped bracket, you have a tree, Oy Gader or a fence, Oy Mechitzas Hakanim or another type of Mechitza? Nida Mishim Diyumot. It works. You could use it as a diyumad, says the Gemara. So over here you see that you can use a tree. Even though it moves, but it's behutz of a dafna. I did it in a way that it's not moving. It's sturdy, and therefore I can use it. Toshma ilon ameschal oretz may know if I give away min oretz. Here's the picture. Let's say you have a willow tree. I don't like this picture so much because willow trees, whatever. Fine, different time we'll print it out. A guy has a tree, like a willow tree, that comes down and creates a lot of... When we learned the sugya, I had a nice willow tree. Not today. But you get the idea. The idea is that I'm using the covering of a tree to create its own rishos. It may not even give. If there's less than three tvachim between the branches and the ground, Mitatul and Tachtav. I can use it as a Rishus HaYachid inside. Am I Hakaz of Asi? But these are branches, and branches move in the wind. Look at this. He tied it down. You can see, tied it down. Here's an enlargement. Tied it down. Everything is not movable. If so, why is there a limitation to the amount of Amas I could carry? Alam Ravun Reda Yeshua, a Mitatul and If you have a rishus that's a karmelis, it's like it's not livable. It's just a place for a storage, whatever it's called, a karmelis, and that has a limit of how much you carry in it. You can only carry two sa. Why is there a limit? Why can't I view this as a rishus hayachid? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you why. Who uses this? This is made for a watchman. And what is the watchman using it for? To watch something on the outside. He doesn't want to live on the inside. He needs it for the outside. So anytime, then this is a svar we had already in Erevin. And that's why it's limited to Tusa. Rabbi Yisai, have a wonderful Shabbos and or Sunday. Great. I'm on. You forgot to look over here. How long is it on? Pause. And Be'ezer Hashem, Motzei Shabbos at 11:15 Chicago time for all four of the Chicagoans that are coming to share. And no, Motzei Shabbos, there'll be more people. It's Erev Shabbos here. Yeah, oh, I'm going to give it probably
in the hotel.
Yeah, so two people there.
Drive crazy.
Okay, so no live share here in Chicago. They don't want to appreciate it anyway. So we'll give it, yeah. No, Sunday we have to figure it out. We'll discuss over Shabbos. A good Shabbos, everybody.